Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. Real pleasure to have you here today. Also a pleasure to welcome Penelope Smith of Animal Talk, based in New River, Arizona, to our show for the first time. Looking forward to this conversation. She's one of the most highly regarded, sought-after animal communicators and pet psychics in the world. She's now retired from her telepathic work, but through her publications and teaching, she's helping other aspiring animal communicators, as well as any individual who wishes to learn how to effectively communicate with animals. Penelope is also the author of Animal Talk, Interspecies Telepathic Communication, and When Animals Speak, Techniques for Bonding with Animal Companions and Animals in Spirit, Our Faithful Companions Transition to the Afterlife. Her work as an animal communicator is about communicating with animals telepathically, both living and, of course, those who have crossed over, so she can convey their thoughts and feelings and emotions to their people to bring more understanding and resolve problems. This two-way communication creates positive changes in animal behavior and an even stronger, more loving connection and understanding between you and your animal friends. Animals generally do not lose awareness of their spiritual nature as often as humans do. And with their innate wisdom, they have so much to teach us, according to Penelope. Although she is officially retired from practicing animal communication as a profession, she continues to help others learn, and she accomplishes this through her amazing blog and books, audio recordings, and videos. Although many animals have been traumatized from abusive situations and need time to heal, unlike humans, they don't dwell on the past. They'll say, that happened, but now I'm here with you. So let's go for a walk and have fun. They're comical, joyful, and keep us energized. For more information, animaltalk.net is Penelope's website. A real pleasure to have her here on the broadcast, here on Close Up Radio, with my special guest, Penelope Smith, coming to us today from New River, Arizona. Penelope, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you here and an honor.
Thank you so much, Jim.
You know, it's beautiful work that you do, and you've been doing this, you told me, boy, since the 1970s. What first inspired you to go into this kind of work?
Well, I've always loved animals and been very close to them, and I was aware that I could telepathically communicate, that is, get animals' thoughts and feelings. From when I was a child, I had to hide it from other people because actually people made fun of me, or my parents told me it was all my imagination. But I kept it to myself and kept the ability to communicate. I didn't really think of it that it would one day be a profession. But when I became a spiritual counselor for people, I started applying the same things that I learned that would help people through traumatic situations and to solve problems to animals. And they responded absolutely incredibly and much faster than people, where people would take many hours to work through traumas and difficulties. Animals, wow, I was totally amazed when they responded and it started to become in demand because people found out that I was doing this and the results that I could get. And so gradually I shifted out of my people counseling into animal and people counseling, because really in the animal communicator work, you're helping people to open up to how their animals think, how they feel, what is going on with them, and for them to understand each other better and to live in more harmony. So it's a real life-changing opening for people, as well as so helpful for animals and changes both of them, both the people and their animal friends.
Isn't that incredible on so many different levels that you get a chance to do this kind of work for such a long time and in such a passionate and loving way as you do? I think it's just sensational, Penelope, and comes definitely from the heart on so many different levels. Let's talk about, and maybe you can explain, define your role as an animal communicator.
Well, an animal communicator is like a mediator. Since the animal communicator knows how to receive an animal's thoughts and feelings and sensations and what's going on with them, and the usually human clients don't know how to do that until they are reawakened to the ability. So people ask questions about their animal friends, say they're having a problem with the dog barking at people or lunging on the leash or whatever kind of situation that they don't understand. And they ask about it, and then the animal communicator tunes into the animal, literally gets their thoughts and feelings, and animals are really overjoyed to be able to express themselves because they love their people, and they've been trying to get across to them. And people often project onto animals their own feelings rather than getting the animal's feelings. So there, you'll see animals who are normally fidgety or highly energetic. They calm down and they just flop out at your feet, and they're so relieved to be heard. And then what happens is the animal gets a chance to communicate, and then people get a chance to ask questions they've always wanted to ask. And together, everybody gets more understanding. And so you'll see animals' behavior change, and that's sort of the litmus test of what is happening in the animal communication session, that you're actually really getting their thoughts and feelings. And when you do that, rather than projecting a human thinking, then you'll see animals become more cooperative, more loving, their lives change, the people, it's like light bulbs going off in their heads. They just go, wow, I didn't know they could think that way, or I didn't know they could make decisions like that. And then they start to include animals in their lives in a different way, as more fellow beings, as equal beings, rather than somebody they don't understand and that they sometimes objectify, even though people, of course, dearly love their animal friends.
That's wonderful. That's so terrific. You know, on so many different levels that I get a chance to do that and really enjoy it the way you do. When did you realize, you mentioned the inspiration, but when you really soaked in for you that you had this gift to communicate telepathically with animals?
Always, my entire life. When I was a little girl, I would sit in the park near our home, and I would just talk to the birds and the other little animals. I lived in a city, but we had little parks. And I would say, don't be afraid of me. You can come. I'm not going to hurt you. And so I'd have birds landing right near me, and we would communicate. They would share with me their feelings and their surprise that a human could communicate and could understand, because they were used to humans being so distracted and going about their own business, and didn't even think that they would stop and communicate with a human because a human would just ignore them. And so I had various little animals come up to me. And again, as I said, I had to sort of keep it to myself because it was regarded as fanciful. And I just knew that it wasn't, that the animals were my friends, that they understood me. And so I then later in my life developed it. Of course, I was a very spiritual person and acknowledged the spiritual nature of all of life around me. And so it just developed. You know, it just continued to develop. It was never quashed down like a lot of people get their ability sort of socialized out of them. They're told it doesn't exist or other things are more important, and they let it go. And then later they seek to recover it, as many animal communicators who are now professionals and doing great work all around the world, they've recovered their ability. They remember their ability. Very few people actually keep it from childhood intact like I did. And so then, as I said, later on, I developed it into a profession. It sort of took over my life. I loved it so much. And it was helping so many people to wake up, to be more enlightened, to be more full of love. And so I saw the results in the animals and their people. And boy, it just kept going.
That's incredible. It really is amazing when you think about it. I mentioned the books, too, and I really think that the books are phenomenal. Congratulations, talking about Animal Talk, Interspecies Telepathic Communication, When Animals Speak, Techniques for Bonding with Animal Companions, Animals in Spirit, Our Faithful Companions, Transition to the Afterlife. Tell us about your books and what inspired you to write the books.
Well, when I started practicing professionally in the early 1970s, and then people asked me to teach them. And so I started to do little classes in how to communicate. Again, it was so easy for me and natural for me. I had to figure out, well, how do you teach this? How do you teach people a step so that they can open, because they are convinced that they can't do this, that they don't have this ability. And I was convinced that everybody had it. They just hid it from themselves. And animal lovers, of course, really wanted to recover it. So I started teaching people, and my students asked me in the 1970s, they said, well, why don't you write a book on this? I'd love to have something, you know, to refer to and to give to other people. And so that started Animal Talk. And Animal Talk is sort of a foundation classic book on how to communicate with animals. Animal communicators to this day are using all the techniques that are in my book. I have people who are fairly new animal communicators who say, here are the four secret steps. And I look at them, the four secret steps, and they're exactly what's in my book. So I'm really happy that the material has disseminated, that it's gotten out to people, that it's helped a lot of people recover their abilities. And it still does. You know, since it came out over 40 years ago, people are still using it, and it still helps them to sit down and learn how to focus, how to receive animals, what telepathic communication is all about. Because people, once they discover what it's all about, because nobody teaches anybody in school or wherever, and once they discover what it's all about, they start to go, oh yes, I've gotten animals' intentions. I've gotten their feelings. I've gotten their thoughts. I understand them. And then they learn how to develop it. They learn what they already have, and then they learn how to develop it. So start with Animal Talk, I always tell people. That will give you the basics, and then you'll be more empowered to listen to your animal friends and to speak to the wild animals and all animals around you, to help the shelter animals, rescued animals. So then I went on, because I had so many stories to tell of how animals changed and how it's applied in life. So I wrote When Animals Speak, Techniques for Bonding with Animal Companions. It goes on further and deeper into how animals think and how the rest of nature, you can tune into trees and rivers and mountains, and that they also are living beings who you can communicate with. So it really, besides the animals, and it takes you deeper into the animal communication and how it works, and even communicating with animals beyond a death, and how we're always close to our fellow beings. And so it takes people further and deeper. And I'm really happy what happens to people. A lot of people say they cry all through the book because it moves them so much, and they recognize so many things in their lives that were sort of hidden and now can come forward, and they don't have to hide their ability, and they don't have to hide their beautiful connection, and they can develop it. So that is very exciting to me. And then, of course, everybody has to deal with the death and dying of their animal friends. And this is a very difficult transition that our society makes even more difficult by shunning sort of the topic of death and looking at death as a bad thing. Whereas in Animals in Spirit, in my book, I give the animal viewpoint on death and dying. And they're very aware in many ways more aware than people about their nature as a spirit, and that bodies are transitory, that they go back to the earth. They come from the earth and they go back to the earth. And so people have a lot of deep, understandable emotions and loss when their animal friends are dying or after they go. And this book is intended to help you to know that you're never disconnected from your animal friends. They go on, and you go on as a spirit. And we can connect, and you can actually communicate with them even when their bodies have died. And that's a huge, big relief to people, and because a lot of people have guilt. You know, they feel, I could have done more, or maybe I wasn't as good of a dog mommy as I could have been. And so they feel guilty. And then the animals are just free, and they just want to continue to take care of you and to let you know. They turn into your like guardian angels. And they want to let you know that, no, it was perfect. You loved me throughout it. And yes, I know you were strained and you were nervous and you were really worried that you weren't going to do the best for me, but you did. And so when you communicate with animals that have gone beyond, it's really an incredibly joyful thing. And they can enlighten you on how much you are still connected and that you never are without them. So, yes, we miss them in their physical body because we're still in our physical body and we like to have that touch and companionship. And the spiritual bond is what is eternal, and it's always there and always will be.
That's beautiful. That's fantastic. It really is. So I can hear the passion in your voice, Penelope, for what you do. You teach other people to communicate with animals and pets. Can anyone just learn how to do this?
Yes. People, again, as I said, are programmed, are socialized that this doesn't exist, that a lot of intuitive abilities don't exist. This is part of your intuition. This is part of your nature. As a baby, all babies are born with the ability to communicate. I mean, you can't keep babies away from animals, you know, till their parents say, no, no, that dog will bite you or the cat will scratch you or, you know, whatever, or the wolf will eat you or whatever. But babies just reach out and they get the animals feeling. You'll see babies sitting there and laughing with the animals. They're sharing conversation. They're sharing their feelings. Babies are naturally telepathic. We're all naturally telepathic. So then when I teach people and I teach them through courses, as many other animal communicators now, good teachers all over the world are available online and in person to teach. And my books and my audio recordings and videos all are designed to help you to open up to this ability, to remember it, and then see that you too can sit with your dog and learn to understand what they're feeling instead of just projecting or sitting there going, oh, well, what do you want? What do you want? Why are you staring at me? Now you can sit and learn how to kind of quiet yourself and be like the animals. You'll notice that when you meditate or when you're quiet, that animals naturally come around and they gather to you. And now you can get what they're feeling, what they want to communicate to you. And so people can restore the ability. It takes practice, and to get good at it, remember it and then get good at it takes practice like any other ability. And the really good animal communicators have practiced a lot and have a lot of experience with getting results. And so you start out, you're unsure, and then you gradually get more certain. And there's a lot of practice groups now and a lot of ways that you can develop it. And if you just take my books and my audio recordings, go to my website and find out all these tools that help you. You can sit down and go over the material again and again and practice with each animal that you come across, particularly your own animal friends, who obviously you want to understand them the best. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when people open up. It's just totally beautiful to see the changes in people And they realize so many things about their own lives, about their own nature as a spiritual being. They open up in love. The animals teach us compassion. They have compassion for us and our challenges and difficulties. They understand. And so when you open up to that, you just have just more joy. You know, just more fun with the animals. I mean, we all have fun with our animal friends, but this takes it to a whole different level. There's no barriers anymore. There's no barriers to understanding what they want, how they're feeling, how they can teach you, what you can learn from them, how they can help you in your life journey. Animals want to help you. I mean, it's such a beautiful thing that it changes the world. You know, when people who have become in our society so divorced from nature that they're polluting their own environment and poisoning themselves, now you can turn that around by walking with the animals, walking with the plants, walking with all the fellow beings, realizing they're like you. They're spiritual beings who communicate, who feel, and then it changes everything. It changes how you are in the world. And I love what happens to people when they start on this journey of opening up to their telepathic ability to communicate with animals. It's beautiful.
It's incredible, isn't it? On so many different levels. It really, really is. How do the sessions work?
Well, people come with questions. And the animal communicators, say myself, and I'm no longer doing sessions, but there are many people who do. And there is an animal communicator directory on my website if people want to find out people who are doing live consultations or private consultations. And how it works is then people will ask a question. I'll ask them just to be quiet because I'm going to listen to the animal. And the animal will answer. And oftentimes they have sort of a pent-up lot of things they wanted to tell their people. So they might have all kinds of things they want to say first, and they'll tell their people about why they're here with them, how they want to help them, or how the person has been missing, how they are helping them. And then there's a chance to clear up misunderstandings, so then you relay what the animal has communicated, their thoughts and their feelings, and then people have a chance to communicate back and say, well, what does he mean by that? Or people have realizations that they want to share. They go, oh, wow, I didn't understand that. And now I understand what he's been trying to do all along. So problems get solved, and sometimes it's even veterinary problems can be helped to be solved by working with a veterinarian. You can let the vet know what the animal has said, where the pain is, or when it started. And then the animal can then let the vet know how it's working, how it's feeling, how it's changed. And so you assist your own veterinarian. Although physical problems are veterinary problems, animals can relay their feelings about it and how it feels in their body. And those can be, wow, what a difference it can be to choosing the right therapy for them.
That's really sensational. How does communicating help our fur babies live more joyfully and even strengthen our relationships, Penelope?
Well, I'll give you an example. My current little dog, Pepito, he's a little long-haired chihuahua, and he lived on the streets in Berkeley, California, with a homeless person for 7 years, and who was also drug addicted. And so, and he was cold a lot of the time, and he was neglected a lot of the time, even though the person did her best to love him and to take care of him. Obviously, that's not the ideal life for anybody, is living in a tent or a car on the streets. So Pepito, who is a generous, loving, amazing being, he was very serious. And he also had doubts, constant doubts, that I wasn't going to abandon him. So I would hear his thoughts. I would get his feelings. And during the night when I first got him, he made horrible noises all the time. So I would run through him. I would counsel him and run through the nightmares he was having and the stuff that he had gone through that was coming up for him. And so he had a lot of trauma to release. And so I listened to him, and then when he would say, well, you're just going to do this, or he would be resistant to something we're going to do, I say, Pepito, you're always going to have this schedule. You're always going to have your food on time. I'm always going to be here. We're going to go on walks together. This is our regular schedule. I sort of introduced regularity, organization into his life, and he got to see, you do mean what you say. I can trust you. And every now and then he would just look at me and go, nope, you're gonna abandon me, just like my other person did. And then I would show him that, and I would tell him, and then show him, nope, this is the time for our walk. This is the time to go pee. This is the time to eat. And he just became more confident. Plus, he met a lot of people, my friends, who were loving, incredible people. And he was used to having people who were sort of unreliable and maybe didn't always do what they were said they were going to do or were scary. He used to tell me about people with strange eyes, you know, looks in their eyes and erratic behavior. And he learned at that. And I said, that's never going to happen here. You're not going to have people come to the door who are going to have those kind of things. So gradually, over the years, he's been with me for over 4 years now, gradually he released, and I saw him have more fun, get lighter, relax more, but didn't happen in a day. I mean, obviously he was happy to have a home and be warm. I promised him he'd always be warm, and I got him good coats and made sure he was always warm and a heater for his bed in the wintertime. And, you know, I promised him, so that reassured him. But it's a gradual thing, that kind of healing from that kind of trauma and neglect. And so I watched with great joy. I could see day by day how he released more and more. So this is something to watch with rescue dogs, to listen to them, to listen to their story, to listen what their triggers are, what it is that hurts them, what it is they're afraid of. And then you can shift their life so those kind of things don't happen, or the triggers don't happen, or they no longer have the triggers because you understand and you want the best for them. So it's kind of an amazing thing what happens with animals. Now I would say Pepito is just as happy as he could ever be. He's just a happy camper and loves his life, and we travel together, and he just loves other people, and he has a chance to fulfill his potential. So I would say that's the really the crux of an animal communicator's job, is helping animals and people to open up, to live more in harmony, to have more joy, to fulfill their potential, to get the traumas behind them. And that's the joy that I have seen, because I've had some, you know, a number of rescued animals. I love adopting rescued animals and helping them. Of course, they're meant to be with me, these particular beings, and they help me just as much as I help them. And they're incredible beings, and I'm just very, very grateful. And this can help a lot of people with behaviors they don't understand, or why their animals do the things they do, and then the animals don't have to resist anymore. So it changes everything. It's just a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. I want to let folks know they can go to animaltalk.net. That's animaltalk.net to connect with our very special guest, Penelope Smith. As I mentioned, she's been doing this for a long time, and she absolutely loves it. And also pick up a copy of her books, too, Animal Talk, Interspecies, Telepathic Communication, When Animals Speak, Techniques for Bonding with Animal Companions, and Animals and Spirit, Our Faithful Companions, Transition to the Afterlife. Thanks so much for joining us, Penelope. I hope we get a chance to explore some more, maybe hear some testimonials, case studies, things of that nature down the line. But this was a true pleasure. Thanks for stopping by Close Up Radio and joining us today as a special guest. It was a pleasure, and hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Thank you.
Is that a yes? You enjoyed it?
Yes, I
totally
enjoyed
chatting,
it. I always enjoy communicating with people about their animal companions.
You're speechless.
I thank you for your wonderful interview and this opportunity, and I hope people will be encouraged now to explore their telepathic connection and to learn more about opening up to their animal companions. It makes the world a better place.
It really does, as you've been doing for years. AnimalTalk.net is the website, and we thank you, Penelope, for joining us. And that's one of the other things you got to have in life. You got to have levity. You got to laugh. The world is so uptight. You got to laugh. You got to laugh and smile, right? And animals certainly do provide that healing and that that humor in so many different ways that makes life just a little bit more pleasant. Penelope Smith, thank you very much again for joining us for radio. She's with Animal Talk. AnimalTalk.net is the website. This episode is recorded in its entirety in full, so you can hear it in our archives and share it with somebody you think would also enjoy it. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Until next time, thanks for being with us. I invite you to stay right there. We'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another fascinating guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.